This is The Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
How's it been a week already? We've got the man back to talk about all the fake news of the week. Dan from the Adelaide Mail. Good morning.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going?
Oh, look, we are very good.
Gangster Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit. A little bit.
So many talents. You surprise me each and every week.
I just pretend. It's over the phone. You can pretend a lot of things. I quite often make $5.95 a minute running a phone line. But we'll talk about that another time.
That's cheap. I'll invest.
Call me.
The state budget was handed down by Treasurer Rob Lucas on Tuesday evening, and you interviewed him. Tell us about some of the insights you received.
Well, we interviewed A. Rob Lucas. turns out R. Lucas from the 2006 White Pages from Salisbury Park isn't actually the treasurer at all. But, you know, after a nice chat, at least we now know what a Boilermaker does. So that's, you know, a win-win, really. We're all winners in this budget, especially Boilermakers.
You're right. Well, we've actually been told through the budget to prepare for a deficit of over $33 billion here in SA by 2024-25. Do you think, given that, we could charge a few maybe Zambrero lunches on top of that, given no one will really notice the diff?
Yeah, when you're getting to such large amounts of numbers, you know, those little things can really, slide through, which, I'm not saying I'm all for, but I'm also not saying I'm against it. So, yeah, let's catch up for lunch sometime, guys.
Complicit.
I'm not sure how we get our hands on these funds, but sure, why not?
I don't know why we haven't caught up for lunch yet. That would be fun.
There's multiple reasons. I've had Murray Bridge cuisine, and there's so many savoury slices I can take, okay?
That's right, I'm vegetarian. You can stick on my side of the fence if you would like.
Oh, so am I. That's all right. There we go.
All right, you two, stop socialising.
So
we've got questions to ask.
Yeah, sorry, right, back to it. The voluntary assisted dying bill is up to its final hurdle, only needing to be endorsed by SA's upper house to become law. But before that happens, one local icon has already put their hand up for the scheme.
Yes, the Murray Bridge Bunyip, Adelaide Mail has reported, has been the first to volunteer for voluntary euthanasia, wants to be put out of its misery. And we said, you know, is it because you're in a small cramped cage, you know, your life revolves around scaring children? They said, oh, no, I actually quite enjoy all those things. It's just that I'm forced to live in Murray Bridge, is why.
Nasty, Dan, nasty.
I'm sorry, I could have let that one go with you guys.
It used to get paid for the privilege as well, and now it does it for free, so maybe we've got to start charging again. Now, Dan, a bit closer to the City Bay Fun Run, that has been saved by the state government this week. It lacks a major sponsor. We have seen that Adelaide Mail has raised their hand for a non-financial sponsorship. What other sponsorships do you guys have in place?
Yeah, look, we wanted to sponsor that, but instead of the City to Bay, we wanted to make it to the City to Tea Tree Plaza, and it was a run along the Oban line.
Perfect.
Also, we wouldn't be providing any funding or stopping the buses. We just thought it'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
Look, we sponsor many things. We've got sponsored children, the Adelaide Mail. I mean, they're my children, but, I do feed them and give them, you know, a shelter sometimes when they're good. So that's a good thing as well. So, yeah, we're doing the good work of sponsoring children. Mainly ours.
That screams tax write-off to me, and I love it.
We learnt this week that Victor Harbour residents are among the highest superannuation savers in the country.
What a shock.
Yeah, first in SA. So not a surprise to you then.
Yeah, no, not a surprise at all. We have a population who has much more time to save a lot of money than most others. Obviously, you can withdraw super now, or we could last year because of COVID. So, you know, it's weird how many super withdrawals were made at the Crown Hotel pokey room, though, for $1 coins to Victor Harbour. I think that's keeping the local economy pumping, though.
Hashtag gamble responsibly. Finally, Dan, we love an Adelaide Mail list, and this week you published 11 things from the 90s you'll remember. Molly was born in 1994, so what's made the list that she'll have no idea about?
I think the last time we talked, Molly thought it was pronounced Grand Prix. So there's probably a lot Molly doesn't know about. But one thing she's probably not going to remember is when Cunningham's Warehouse replaced the $2 guy with a guy who looked vaguely similar and then expected none of us to notice. A really shifty move there, Cunners. But anyway, you know, there's plenty of other things at AdelaideMail.com, which I have forgotten that we reported about.
Dan, we love the Adelaide Mail's work, AdelaideMail.com. Of course, Murray Bridgians, if you want to make some complaints, head there. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you can catch Adelaide Mail. We'll catch you again next week, Dan.
See you then. We love you, Murray Bridge.